You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Got him on the line. Hello, Steve. How are you, Steve?
I'm quite well, thanks, Josh. And yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
That's good. Well, we're both going all right, so that's the main thing. I hope everybody else is going all right.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, it's a lovely day here, so we're all good.
Yeah, we've got one down here too, so we're quite happy with the way things are rolling, so that's good, mate. And today I've decided that we'll go to a mixture, actually, because he's English, but he's now in Australia, this particular fellow, Leo Sayer.
Yeah, very loyal Australian citizen now. I believe he lives in Sydney.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I've got in the Southern Highlands here, but that might not be correct, I don't know.
Okay.
But he certainly lives in New South Wales, that's for sure.
Yeah, very good singer, so I look forward to hearing more about him.
Yeah, well, I've moved into the 70s now, Josh, you realise with this, so...
And he had some hits in the 80s, I'm sure, as well, didn't he?
Yeah, it's just got into it. I am enlarging my knowledge each time I speak to you now.
Okay, all right.
you're not convinced with that, but that's fine, let's go. Leo Sayer, he was born on the 21st of May 1948 in Shoreham-by-Sea in Sussex. Thomas and Teresa, he was the second of three sons. Now, his father was, well, one of them had to be English, or his father was English, and his mother was actually from Northern Ireland, and he ended up growing up on her father's small farm there. Now, he completed his education, and then he studied commercial art and graphic design in Worthing in Sussex, and then he was initially discovered by a musician by the name of David Courtney, who was a singer-songwriter and record producer, who then co-managed and co-produced him with former pop singer Adam Faith. Now, he co-wrote songs with this fellow Courtney, including a song called Giving It All Away, which gave Roger Daltrey of The Who his first solo hit in 1973. He began his recording career under the management of Adam Faith, who signed him to the, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, Chrysalis label, Chrysalis label in the UK and Warner Brothers in the USA. So I'll go early on the discography this time. I think it's an appropriate time to do it. 1973, The Show Must Go On was 2 in the UK, 10 in Australia, 9 in New Zealand. 1974, One Man Band, 6 in the UK, 38 in Australia. Long Tall Glasses, I Can Dance, 4 in the UK, 7 in Australia, 9 in the US. 1975, Moonlighting, 2 in the UK, 13 in Australia. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, which is 2 in the UK and Australia, and 1 in New Zealand and the US, and that was a gold disc. 1977, When I Need You, 1 in the UK, 8 in Australia, 4 in New Zealand, 1 in the USA, also a gold disc. How Much Love, which was 10 in the UK, 18 in Australia, 17 in the US. Thunder in My Heart, which was 22 in the UK, 11 in Australia, and 38 in the US. And 1978, I Can't Stop Loving You Though I Try, is 6 in the UK, 37 in Australia. 1980, More Than I Can Say, is 2 in the UK, 1 in Australia, 1 in the US, and also a gold record. 1982, Have You Ever Been in Love, 10 in the UK and 4 in Australia. And 1983, Orchard Road.
Yeah, that's a great
song. And I think based on our previous conversation before we came to air here, Josh, that's going to be one of your song choices, but that's fine. It wasn't one of mine, but that's the way it is. 16 in the UK and 17 in Australia for Orchard Road. And then I have another one here, Josh, a re-release of Thunder in My Heart in 2006, would you believe? And that was 1 in the UK and 16 in Australia. Now, his second single, The Show Must Go On, he actually performed on British TV I'm not sure how you pronounce this word, it's French, Pierrot costume, P-I-E-R-R-O-T, if I've got that wrong, I apologise. That costume actually consisted of he was actually a sad clown with a whitened face, loose white blouse with large button and wide white pantaloons. I have seen the video, that's quite interesting. Now, the song reached number 2 in the UK as his debut album, Silverbird, which was co-written and co-produced by Courtney along with Faith. His next three singles, as I previously mentioned, were all top 10 hits, One Man Band, Long Tall Glasses and Moonlighting. Now, in 1976, he recorded three Beatles songs, I Am the Walrus and Let It Be and The Long and Winding Road.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear I Am a Walrus.
Yeah, it would be. I have to listen to that at this stage. Now, that was for a Beatles-themed concept film, which was called All This and World War II, which was in 1976. Not just Leo Sayer, but the whole show got panned by critics. I'll leave people to make their own judgment if they ever catch up with us. Now, during this period, he did 5 consecutive albums, which he released, reached top 10 in the UK between 1973 and 1977. So he's extremely extremely popular. And one of those albums, his second album, Just a Boy, in 1974, reached 16 in the US, and his fourth album, 1976, called Endless Flight, reached number 4 in the UK and 10 in the US, and that reached platinum status in both countries and double platinum in Canada. So he's really riding the crest of a wave at this day. Now, in 1977, two songs, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, which won a Grammy for the year's Best Rhythm and Blues Song, and When I Need You, both topped the charts, with the latter, which was actually written by Albert Hammond of Never Rains in California fame,
yeah,
and Carol Bayer-Sager, and that was his first number one in the UK. Now, in 1979, his compilation album, The Very Best of Leo Sayer, became his first UK number one and 7 consecutive UK top 20 albums, so he's really flying high, as I said before. He guest starred in an episode of The Muppets, and he performed 3 songs. I don't know whether that's flying high or not, but popularity would have helped that show on that
occasion. I've seen photos of that, I'm pretty sure.
Right, yes, he's certainly a very talented and was able to sing many different types of songs. Now, he also made cover versions of Bobby V's More Than I Can Say. I'll have to confess here, I've never heard that version until I played it earlier, and I must say that I feel that Leo Sayer's version is much superior, and that reached number 2 in both the UK and the US in 1980. And he also did a rehash of Buddy Holly's Burning in My Heart. I'll have to say, I think Buddy's version is better on that occasion. Now, he was also in a Canadian animated series called The Raccoons, and he provided a voiceover and sang several songs in the show, which were included on an album. Of course, after all this success, quite often there's a downturn, and in this case, it came with a divorce with his first wife, Janice, in 1985. And guess what? Manager Madden faced mismanagement of his business affairs, which culminated in the loss of millions of pounds. Well, what a surprise that is. Now, he sued Faith, and the matter was settled out of court. And let's say he actually got a payout of about £650,000.
Wasn't Adam Faith originally a...
He was a singer.
Yeah.
Early 60s singer.
He wasn't a very good manager.
His singing was probably better than his management skills, Josh. I would agree with that. Now, he also sued his new management, would you believe, who had also mismanaged his pension fund by around £1 million. But he dropped the suit because it was going to cost him too much to continue to pursue it. So he decided that he would assemble a new band and end up touring his way back to financial security. And he released an album called Live in London, and that was released in 1999. Now, he returned to number one in 2006 with a remix of Thunder in My Heart, which I mentioned earlier. And after an absence of 24 years, he released a number one album called Leo Sayer at His Very Best. In June 2008, he actually released an Australian-only album called Don't Wait Until Tomorrow. It wasn't Australian-themed, but it was only released in Australia and nowhere else. Now, interestingly enough, he became an Australian citizen in January 2009 after having lived in Sydney since 2005. As I mentioned before, he appeared on The Muppets. He also a Wiggles CD, would you believe? You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, and that was the name of the CD, and that featured that particular song. And he's also on Celebrity Big Brother UK in 2007. Now, he toured Australia and Singapore in 2015 after releasing an album called Restless Years. And in that same year, he was awarded a Gold Badge of Merit by the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors. I dare say that's not quite the Hall of Fame, but it's certainly a high honour over in the UK. Now, he married his longtime partner, Donatella Piccinetti, whom he had moved to Australia with and lives in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales. Now, he's still around, so his health's pretty good, apart from the fact that he suffers from effects from falling off a stage back in 1977. He had injuries to his legs and ankles and ended up having a benign tumour removed after having a colonoscopy. Apart from that, he's in pretty good shape and still with us. So Leo Sayer, a very, very talented artist, decided that living in Australia was better, just as well as living in Sydney and not Victoria, or perhaps his fortunes may not be quite as good. But he's got some terrific songs, and my first choice is More Than I Can Say. Thank you, Josh.
And here it is, Leo Sayer, More Than I Can Say. And yes, he can say a bit more as well. That was Leo Sayer, More Than I Can Say.
Yeah, well, it is a very good song and far superior to Bobby V's version, I must admit. Now, the other ones that I've selected, which are not necessarily your selections, Josh, but that's fine. When I Need You, One Man Band, and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing are my other choices.
Yeah, and I'll have to phone Orchard Road. If you haven't heard Orchard Road, it's a great song.
All right. if you can throw that one in. That would take me into the early 80s. So I cut that out, please, because yes. I don't want to go too far. No, but Leo Sayre, I thought, very, very worthy to be on the show, and a very, very talented artist.
Yes, and very good. And, well, I look forward to hearing another great artist next week, Steve.
Yes, I don't know who that'll be. I haven't worked on that. I've got about half a dozen in line, and I'm not quite sure which way to go with it yet, so we'll see what happens. So to the listeners, good health, as I always say, and nothing like having good health, as we all know, and on these magnificent days, get out in the sunshine and enjoy it, I must say. It's very nice.
Yes. Take care, Steve, and, yeah, wonderful day. Hope it lasts, but stay healthy.
So I agree entirely with that, and we'll talk to you again next week, mate. Look forward to it.
All the best. Take care.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.